Now let's take a brief moment to think about the geologic timescale. This timescale was originally developed based on fossils. Many of the names that you see in it come from locations where certain fossils were found that were diagnostic of that particular age of rocks. So, for example, the Jurassic is named for the Jura Mountains in Europe. All of the divisions that we have in the timescale, the largest division is the eon. We now live in the Phanerozoic eon, and prior to that was the Proterozoic and the Archean. Eons are broken down into eras, eras into periods, periods into epochs. So, for example, the Mesozoic era, the era of the dinosaurs, is broken down into the Triassic, Jurassic, and Cretaceous. And all of those divisions were originally based on different fossil groups. It was only much later, when we figured out how to obtain absolute age dates, that we were able to actually stick numbers on that timescale. And now, if you were to go to the Geological Society of America's website and download the current timescale, you would see numbers all along the side of it. And those are referring to the absolute age that we believe that the boundary between two different eras, two different periods, occurred. Now, let's think about when we don't have enough information. And that's always kind of a scary thought to a scientist, is, oh my, no matter what I do, I am missing information about this particular outcrop. That's going to cause a headache. Up until now, we've talked about these rules of relative age dating as though we're dealing with a bunch of rocks that are all happening just one right after the other. We have a nice sequence of events. Nothing is interrupting it. But we do have interruptions in the rock record. We do have times when rocks are either destroyed or not recorded at all. And so we need to keep those in the back of our mind and figure out how to deal with those. When we have a break or a gap in our rock record, we call that an unconformity. And an unconformity, at the very simplest, is just where you're missing time. You have no record of that time, at least not in that particular area. There are three different types of unconformities, and each of them tells a different story. The first one is called an angular unconformity. This is pretty easy to remember. This is where you have layered rocks, sedimentary or lava flows, that are tilted. And then on top of them, you have a nice pile of horizontal layered rocks. So because you have a difference in angle, what this is telling you is your first set of rocks were deposited in superposition, oldest at the bottom, everything's great, and then something tilted those rocks. They're not horizontal anymore,